What up?
What's going on, shouties?
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing today? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right.
Among other things that we just don't have a cool saying for.
I feel like everything fits in there. Some
love, life, and laughter.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Life can include. Life is very.
Life includes everything.
Robust.
Okay. Robust. Okay.
Robust. Right. Like that.
So, if you're new here, I'm one of your hosts, Gabrielle, also known as Gabe.
And I am your other host, the blessed man that gets to be married to Gabrielle or Gabe, Chad or Ben.
Oh!
See, look at this.
See?
Really? It just comes on. Yeah, so apparently music just wanted to start for us.
So who are you again?
So I am Chad, a.k.a. Babe, a.k.a.
Struggle City when it comes to the music.
Hey, the music just don't work the way that she thinks it works.
Can we just cue it? Let's just
okay,
cue
we're going to cue it.
For real this time.
Okay, hopefully it works. And right now.
Some new equipment. How about that?
Yeah, we need that. We do.
We need new mics, new setup, new all the things.
These have been good. These are our original, original setup.
Yeah.
We Time didn't have a clue refresh. What we were doing. No, we just grabbed what Gabrielle found, I think you found it in a course.
Yeah.
That we took
the recommended.
And they're good. They're really good. But we feel like that the quality can be even better.
Yeah.
And so yeah. So we definitely want to look into
that. I just don't know if I like this whole. Situation.
It's
annoying.
Little situation.
So how y'all doing? It's been
a week,
a rough start to the week.
Man,
RIP to Kobe Bryant and Gigi.
And then the others. I don't know.
All of the others.
The other seven names.
I don't know them off top of my head.
It's just it's interesting how someone a sports figure. A public figure like that can, obviously it's just sad for anyone to lose their life.
Absolutely.
In general, it's sad that all nine of those individuals had to lose their life. That's the saddest part. But then obviously being Kobe, one of the greatest basketball players, when you talk about the greatest basketball players, you talk about three people. In essence, most people talk about three people: Jordan, Kobe, and now LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the conversation is usually.
Yeah.
And to think that a sports figure like that was—he's just 41 years old—and then he was with his daughter, which made it even more devastating as a father and as a parent. We're just like
it
oh
just
my
took it
goodness.
To a whole nother level. Like so, first of all, just so many factors. Like first of all, he was 41.
41.
We are 37.
He just retired 3 years ago. It's not like...
Like, 41, nobody thinks they're going to die at 41.
No.
Nobody. Like, yeah. I'm at least making it to 50. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, you
nobody.
Make it a lot farther than 50.
And, so. Well,
you
prayerfully.
You're going to 175.
I don't know that I want to be 175.
We going to biblical ages, okay? Like, early Genesis ages, okay?
Early
Genesis. Because late Genesis, they go back down.
So funny. But first of all, like the age thing, it's always that instant reminder that we are not in control of the time we have here on earth. And then second of all, that it was with his daughter. She was 13.
Man.
I mean, so many factors that just heightened it. Like, people are like, why are you so upset about somebody you ain't never met? Like, if you don't feel anything from that, something might be wrong.
Because here's my thing.
Situation.
Because what you have to think about as a parent, like what I think about as a father, and not only for just Kobe and Gigi, but also for there was a father and a mother and their
and
youngest
one
daughter
child. Yes.
On the helicopter as
yes.
well. And just to think about as a father, what had to have been going through,
Yeah.
your mind. Your whole, my whole life as a father is I want to love and protect my kids. I mean, literally, I give my life for my kids. I give my life for my wife. Like, that's it. Like, there's no question. That's it. You know, like, and that's the part that I think really just makes you just, wow. Yeah. Like, you know, just, it just, it's numbing to think about someone having to go through that and go through that. You know, I just.
Man, what, I can't even imagine what Vanessa.
Yeah, and then, yeah, on the mother's,
right now, the, yeah. Like. I literally, I don't know, want to know what that's like to lose.
No, I
to just, whew, yeah, like your heart, it's just your heart just breaks for the whole situation.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're angry, you're sad, you're like, why? And then you're like, man, what am I doing in my life that is a waste of time?
Waste of time. Yeah.
A waste of time that I can't even control how much of it I have. What is it that I'm doing that I don't absolutely love, and do I have to keep doing that? That's kind of what it made me think of.
No, absolutely.
Just like, wow. I mean, life is legit short. We say that and we know that all the time, and a lot of times it takes
somebody
passing for it to come up fresh in our mind, and it's just like the reality of it is like all that money can't keep you here.
Yeah.
All the fame can't keep you here. I can never say that word. Notoriety. I can never say that word. Like, none of that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, none of that protects, like, you from what
nothing.
What God has planned, you know, what the fate is of your life, you know? And
yeah, it's interesting.
It's one of those things that I think what Gabriel summed up really well is that it makes you, or at least it should. Mm-hmm. I think that you should, you know, look at it, you know. Here's the thing. If you're sad because of it, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's tragic. It is tragic. Yeah. Not just because it's Kobe Bryant, because it's just tragic in general.
Yeah.
But like, I think that for Gabriel and I, it's just like really, I've always been the type of, I try not to stress the small things, right? And I always tell Gabriel, don't stress the small things.
Yeah.
You know, it's small in comparison to everything that's going on. And that's not this situation, but just like, you know, like
if you're mad because babe cut pizzas on, we made homemade pizzas and he cut them on the baking sheet. And I was mad because he scratched up my good baking sheet. It's fairly new. And I was like, you're not supposed to cut the pizza on the baking sheet.
And I was like, my bad.
I was so mad. And then I was like, why am I so mad?
Yeah. You know,
in the grand scheme of things, who cares? I can buy another one.
Exactly. And I think that's what you just have to go through when things like this happen. You have to just take the moment just to say, you know, how am I spending each day?
Yeah.
Am I loving the best way I can?
Yeah.
Am I being thankful enough for what I do have and not being, you know, just mad because of what I don't?
Yeah.
You know, am I wasting time and energy, you know, judging other people? I mean, there's so many things people do each day that, you know, is it really, you know, is it worth it? Be able to look back and say, you know, I really, you know, used the best of my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guilty of not, you know, Gabriel's guilty of not.
Oh,
and that's what
we all are,
you know, and that's what we want to make sure we're doing, man. Mm-hmm. And I think that's. Yeah.
And I was about to say, another thing that it makes you think is like, what is your legacy? How will people remember you when you leave?
Mm-hmm.
Will they have great things to say about your character?
Yeah.
Or will they have bad things to say about your character? Like, literally, like, what is the impact that you make on the stranger that you come across when you're walking down the street?
Yeah.
Are you smiling? Are you being friendly? Are you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody has their days, but just what are people going to say about you?
Yeah, what are people going to say about you? Absolutely. Like, yeah. I mean,
because, he was a great basketball player, but he was also a loving father and a great husband. And, you know, he was doing things in the world now that he was retired that he wanted to do, you know, helping people. And, you know, it's just like, man.
Continuing to change the landscape of basketball, and especially for women.
Yeah.
You know, he had obviously with having his daughters, you know, and like he was starting to build a legacy of helping women's basketball grow and become more equal.
Yeah.
in the way it should be in comparison to men's basketball. Mm-hmm. And I think that alone right there, you know, to have someone so big in basketball like Kobe do that for women, you know, for women's basketball mm-hmm. is amazing. I mean, I think that's, you agreed. Know, it's just, yeah, it's just tragic.
So, you didn't mean to come on with a downer, yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things that I think we've all probably been thinking about since we heard the news on Sunday. So it didn't make sense for us not to mention it because I still think about it. We watched that final game last night and I was just in tears.
Yeah, I watched the final game, watched his final speech there at the end. And yeah, and I've been kind of staying off of social media, honestly, mm-hmm. for the last couple of days. I've been trying because every time you go on there,
you see it.
There's another reminder of someone mm-hmm. paying tribute, and it's just like it's just sad.
Yeah, and it can be triggering for so many people. So yeah,
it's just sad. You know. So
okay, so
well, yeah. So let's just jump into the
question of the day.
Question of the day, because I think that is
hopefully going to lighten the mood. Hopefully, we get a good one. I feel like the last few questions of the day.
If it ain't good, if it got anything ratchet. To do with anything crazy, we're not doing it.
Let's move on, okay?
Okay, my turn to pick.
Oh, is it your turn to pick a number?
Yes, you picked last week. Let's go with 69.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say, like, number 8 or number 24.
You know what? That's it. No, that's great. That's great. Let's go ahead. Let's do the original Kobe number. Let's go with 8.
Okay. Number 8.
I went 69.
You did. Let's go to 69. You see where his mind is.
Is it a good one or is it bad? Is it bad?
I mean, I think that it is a good one for people to think about, but for us, obviously, I think you guys already know the answer to this. I'll read it and you can decide whether it's even worth the time. If you could anonymously and safely destroy any one person's reputation online through various postings, would you? If so, who? And why? Welcome to the story of our lives.
Yeah.
People have done that. Okay. Well,
been there and tried.
Yeah.
But it don't work because.
Why would you ever want to ruin somebody's.
No, 100% no.
I don't get it.
100% no.
Yeah.
And
I don't even think there's need for discussion on that. If somebody is out there and it's anybody that you want to harm them by ruining their reputation,
get a life.
I mean, not even that, but just check your internal, like, what is it that you're holding on to? Is there unforgiveness there that you need to let go of? Because revenge is not ours. There's people that hurt us every day, all the time.
Or if you don't know the person that you're trying to tear down.
Right. Is it somebody that you really think you know, but you don't know them? You just watch them?
I'm confused.
Yeah, like, what are you going to get from that? If it's anybody out there, if that one person came to your mind, ask yourself, what would you get by doing that?
Absolutely, 100%.
Would you feel any better by doing that? And if you would, you might want to spend some time in prayer and ask God to help you forgive that person.
Yeah, because that's...
Or let go of whatever that ill will is that you have.
Because let's be honest, if you're spending all the time mm-hmm. trying to tear someone down that ain't thinking about you, that's your issue.
What did that say about
that's
you?
That's your issue.
What could you be getting done with that time instead?
Bro.
Okay? Bro. Like, what could you be launching? What could you be studying? Jeez. What could you be learning? Like, what are the things
you How could be doing? You could be Gwynning out here.
Not Gwynning.
You could be Gwynning, but you Glossing, okay? Or Glossing. I don't know what you do.
I don't think that I have watched Love & Hip Hop since that season.
You could be, DJ Self. You could be
that's
Gwynning.
That's back when Cardi was on there.
I know, that was. Man. Back Cardi and DJ Self. That's hilarious.
Man, Gwynning. That's hilarious. That
what's Self doing
that?
With his self?
What is, you know what? What is Love & Hip Hop doing right now? Like, I don't even watch it. Do you guys watch Love & Hip Hop? I haven't watched it since Cardi was on there.
Tell me about it.
Honestly, like, yeah. So I don't know. Should we do another question or that one?
No, that's a good one because I think that's a good lesson. If you're holding on and harboring ill feelings towards someone that's not in your life anymore, even if they are in your life, or especially if they're not in your life,
they don't even know you.
Then you just gotta,
girl. If you don't get your life,
you again. It goes back to what we were saying about the tragic thing that happened this weekend. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with your life? Like,
do you really love it?
why aren't you spending all that effort and energy on the people that you do love? Yeah. And that do love you. Like, spend the energy there.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Turn it in from negative to positive. Put out positive energy.
Bro, like, it's crazy to me. Yeah,
it is crazy. It's such a fitting question.
Such a fitting question. Oof. But you know what? It's also, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know?
Thanks, boo.
Oh, you still kind of soft?
Is it still kind of soft?
Y'all, babe, bought this. He bought this beard oil. It's soft. It's still kind of soft.
Is it?
It smells amazing, y'all. It smells smells really good.
She couldn't
good.
Keep her hands off. I was off
like,
me, man.
He brought it home, and I was like sniffing it like, when you going to put that on? So
I'll go put something on. We pause the podcast right now. Hey, this is 4D, y'all. Like, scratch and sniff the screen. Scratch and sniff the screen.
But it is legit, like, and it made his beard feel all soft.
Yeah, so I'm going to put some. I'm going to try to do whatever. Because, you know, because it's something that she has said that it's a little rough. And so I want to make sure that, you know, when she comes in for the kiss or when I come in for the kiss, she's.
Yeah. I got something new for you to try, too. I got another skin product for you to try. I've been like, you know, obviously skincare is important. Mm-hmm. I take care of my skin. I've been trying to get babe into. You know, taking more care and doing things like that. So, you know, I have a new product that I want to tell you guys about. You probably have already heard of it, but it's called Glossier. I have been a fan of Glossier for a really, really long time. So I was excited when they wanted to work with us and they sent me more of, because yes, I already had some of their Milky Jelly Cleanser. And when I tell you, it is amazing. Is amazing.
Is that so the one you want me to try?
That's the one I want you to try. I feel like you're going to really like it because it's like, you know how sometimes like when you go places and you feel like you're using, you can tell like when something is, mm-hmm. it feels expensive and like it just gives you feeling of luxury. Yeah. Like that's what it's all about. Okay. So I wanted to tell you guys about it. It is their Milky Jelly Cleanser. It's a luxurious creamy gel formula that makes washing your face an elevated experience. Let me upgrade you, Shadi, and elevate your washing experience.
I'm ready for that, girl.
Elevate. So, their Milky Jelly Cleanser is one of their top-selling products, and people are obsessed. In 2015, they actually asked what people would want in a cleanser. So they took all of these responses and they came up with the Milky Jelly Cleanser. So I highly recommend it. It's the perfect way to kick off your skincare if you don't even have like a skincare routine. Just starting off with a really good cleanser is gonna take you further than if you was just washing your face with regular soap. You know what I'm saying? It's dermatologist tested.
What I do.
Yes. Hypoallergenic, non-irritating, cruelty, and paraben free. So you definitely cannot beat that. So yeah, if you want to get that glowy, dewy skin, then I highly recommend it. You can give yourself this gift by visiting glossier.com/podcast/LMO. And you can learn more, and they have like a quiz on there so you can find out like what your ultimate Glossier skincare routine would be. And then all new customers, you can get 10% off of your first order on glossier.com/podcast/LMO. So that's glossier.com, glossier.com/podcast/LMO. So
there you go.
Get your life upgraded. Yes. Come back and tell me what you think about it. Okay.
That's right. So shout out to them for being one of our sponsors. We appreciate that.
We appreciate that. So we're going to get into today's topic.
Let me pull it up here on the handy dandy computer.
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, we've got, it's interesting because we have the perfect Ask Gabe and Babe question to go with this topic. So we had this question and we were like, you know what? Why don't we talk about this? Because
we've been talking about it.
We've been talking about this, and it's crazy. Like, I almost don't even want to put it out there because I don't want to get nobody's hopes up. But we have legit been discussing the possibility of a third child.
Yes. See how I had to take that big old gulp of water?
I know.
Because we
were like, dead set on, we're done. We have one of each. Yeah, why do we need a third? Like, literally. But I just feel like everybody and their mama is pregnant right now. And to be honest, I have a little bit of baby fever. Like, Reagan is growing up. She just turned two.
She's so
big. She is getting even more independent. And
She's just such a big girl.
It just makes me miss the baby.
You know, it's one of those things where, but you know, it's also Chad has been, you know, Chad Jr.
Oh my gosh. He's been like a big boy now.
He's like, I want, you know, he's a big boy, but then he's like, you know, I want us to have another baby. He said it.
That the other day, actually.
You know, like, it's.
Yeah. I was like, what? What if we had, he was like, what if we have two more? I was like, bruh. Not, let me tell you that right now. That's not happening.
Well, I was like, look, mommy and daddy will practice, but we ain't going. We're not trying to hit no home run now, okay?
I don't know. I've just been having, like, dreams and, like, just this urge to have another baby, which is so weird. Like, just little things I'll see, and I'll be like, oh. You know, and we had a conversation. We keep having a conversation because it comes up every now and then. And I'm like, what will we do with the third?
But it was like a deeper conversation this last time.
It
wasn't like just a, you know, kind of just brush to the side. It was more like, you know.
Like, I really want a third baby.
So we.
But do I though?
It's interesting. Well, because here's the thing. Okay. Like, we know that babies. You know,
come with a whole lot.
Well, but they're we know that they're a blessing from God, yes. Right? Like
the child is a blessing to
the child is a blessing to the both of us. Unfit mother, swaddle that baby. Y'all ever seen Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn? One of the funniest scenes of any movie ever
in life. Yeah.
So what I was saying is, like, you know, Chad Jr. obviously, you know, came pretty easy. Mm-hmm. You know, still. God had to make it happen.
Yeah.
Reagan.
Did not come easy. Did not come easy.
We'll link our whole
our
story.
Whole journey with her.
Down in the show notes for you or in the description box.
Yes.
But
she's our IVF miracle baby.
IVF miracle baby. Mm-hmm. So, but she's, again, a blessing from God. God had to make it happen.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, so this time, but you know, after we had Reagan, we're like, we're good, we're done. Because we're not going to pay.
I'm absolutely not paying.
We're not gonna pay going to pay for IVF or go through that process again for a baby, because that's not what we, you know, we don't want to do that. Yeah. Right? It was hard on Gabrielle. It was really tough on her body. And
emotionally. It was just tough.
Yeah, lots of stress because you don't know if it's going to work, you know, and so all that stuff. But so now it's like we were talking about, we're like, well, look, I mean, well, God, you know, you gave us IVF last time and you helped get us through that and you made it happen. But look, if we were going to do that, you're going to have to do
all of it. Because we're not out all the stops. Okay. You know,
and he can do it.
I mean, he can do it. Nothing too hard for
God. But we're like, man.
But in our, like, well, I would say not our, but in my, you know, small mind, my human mind, it's like, there's no way in hell we're going to get pregnant again after everything we had to go through to have Reagan. Like, there's no way. You know what I'm saying? And we're not, like, I'm not on birth control. We don't, I mean, you know, let's get real here. We use the trusty pull-out method, which isn't so trusty. But it's so funny. I had my, you know, my annual. My doctor was like, so, you want to talk about birth control? And I'm like, no, not really. And she was like, well, you doing anything? And I was like, yeah, you know, the pull-out method. And she was like, well, you know, that doesn't work. So as long as you wouldn't be upset if you got pregnant, go for it. And I was like, thanks, doc. Appreciate it. But right. I think we're good over here just because it took so much for it to happen the second time
but
around.
We know people that like that adopted
And then
got pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, because that's how God works. He's so, like, let me show you how it's really done. Yeah,
you didn't think it's gonna happen. So, okay.
But here's a conversation that I had with a chiropractor like a year ago or so. We were talking about if I was done, and I was like, yeah, I think we're done. And he was just talking about how him and his wife had the conversation, and he was talking to another friend, like they were getting ready to do like the whole snip snip, and he was like, how they got to that point was they had to envision that if, God forbid, something ever happened to one of their kids, would they ever want to try again? Or would they be okay not having the option to try again? Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's an interesting way to think about it. Like, that's how you know for sure you're done.
Yeah.
But if something happened and you were left with one, would you ever want to try again for another one? And I was like, dang, that's kind of morbid to think of it that way. But I mean, it is, you know, I guess that is a way to think about it. I don't know. So we're having this conversation with you because we've never really talked about, like, so what are the pros and cons of having a third child? And is it bad to say cons for having a kid? But, I mean, well, we do have a lifestyle.
Well, no, I think that obviously, like, I mean, yeah. I mean, a con, I mean, it's not saying that having a baby is
a bad thing. It's a bad thing. That's not what we're saying.
But adding on to, like, one of the cons is obviously it is, you know, Gabriel's, you know, 37.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, doctors.
I'm at advanced maternal age. Yeah,
say that it can be tougher on a woman's body.
It can be.
It can be. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, but based on my two pregnancies, it's.
Yeah, she's had
the second one was worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she had two tough pregnancies. So there's like, do we want to put Gabriel through that kind of stress?
Yeah.
You know? So that's a con.
That is a con.
That doesn't mean that having the baby wouldn't be amazing. It's just that, you know, we have to understand that, you know, Gabriel's health is also very important to us. You know what I'm saying? And we need to make sure that, look, I need Gabriel here.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Like, that's.
I mean, it is. My pregnancies weren't that rough. Like, let's not make it seem like it was that bad. But there's always more of a risk for things the older you get is what we're trying to say. But people are out here having babies at 42 and 43 and 50. So,
yeah, no, it's, what I'm saying? It's like, all possible.
It's all possible.
But that would be a con
on our list.
Go ahead.
I think another con that I can think of is we would need a bigger car. I don't know that we could get three car seats.
Yeah.
And, well, Chad is in a booster, but I still don't think that we can get three in the Jeep.
No.
I don't think that would work.
Not at all.
It's not going to work.
So we'd have
to put Siege in the middle. Would his booster fit in the middle? No.
No, sweetie, the Jeep would not work.
I would have to give up my Jeep.
We'd have to get like a third row vehicle.
Yeah, we could get that nice Hyundai.
Yeah, get the nice Hyundai, exactly.
But that would be another con. We'd have to get a whole new car. Let's talk about a pro. Okay, obviously, bringing life into this world, having a bigger family, like that is what excites me when I think about having a third kid. I think about. Not even like the trying years, when they're toddlers and potty training and breastfeeding and sleep training and all of that, because those are all cons in my book. But like having like kids that are older and, you know, once they get older and they're in high school and then they go to college and then they have these families and like we have. Can have big holidays, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know. And you can do that with two kids.
Absolutely.
But when I think of more kids, I think of how much fun that would be older, like, and being grandparents. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's a thought.
It's So are we going to have a third baby?
What's another pro?
Who knows?
Let's think of another pro.
Yeah, like, I mean,
another sibling for our kids. Like, Reagan gets to be a big sister.
She gets to be a big sister.
She also becomes the middle child. But I don't know how I feel about the middle child theory. Like, is it really like a thing? I don't think so. Because Mark is a middle child.
Mark's a middle child, and he turned out, you know.
Just fine. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say fine. Yeah. If you listen to Mark, I love you, but you know, I'm not sure you're fine. But you might, you okay? You good? But I don't think that matters. I mean, everybody's twos aren't terrible,
right? You know? True. Like,
so Chad's twos weren't terrible.
No, not at all.
Reagan's could be. We're praying that they're not.
She's a little extra sassy.
She's a little extra sassy.
A little extra attitude.
Yeah. She's definitely She's
different from Chad Jr. Yeah, different from Chad Jr.
Yeah.
But I mean. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so there's.
So we've got bigger family.
Bigger family.
Reagan would be a big sister.
Big sister.
Chad would have another sibling because he's asked for one.
Mm-hmm. Pros. Another pro would be.
You can't think of another pro? What is another pro?
I don't know. I mean, there are pros.
I mean, we're putting ourselves on the spot. Yeah, we just get to experience that all over again.
I think a pro, in general, is just like, you know, we're fascinated that we have two kids now.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so to have a third, that. Like, wow, we got three whole kids in this. Yeah. Like, it would just be crazy to look at three little beings and say, wow, mm-hmm. we brought these, you know, yeah. God brought these into the world through us. Like, yeah. Wow. Like, that would, I think that's a pro. Just mm-hmm. like, wow. Yeah. You know, like, we're already saying, wow. Every day we look at Reagan and Chad Jr., we're just looking at them like, oh my goodness. These are our whole children.
I know, right?
Every day I do that. I'm like,
so crazy. Like, I literally remember talking about having children with you in Buffalo Wild Wings at Castleton.
It's crazy.
When we were dating. This was very, very early on. But we talked about wanting two kids. It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, so obviously the pro is... You know, that just mm-hmm. you know, just sharing something so special together.
Yeah. I think another con for me, though, I feel like in the grand scheme of things, I have way more cons than I have pros, which sounds horrible to say, but a lot of them are external pros, or maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like things like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to breastfeed again. That's a whole nother two year journey. That that's a con for me too. In.
Like I'm trying to get them like, bad boys fully back, all mine. And they're finally mine.
I'm trying
again.
To get them pushed up too. Like I'm trying to schedule surgeries to lift up these bad boys and everything. Saying, so man. Like that's a con. I've lost all of my weight plus some. I feel like I look great. Like, it is a vanity thing, but I'm very happy with what I look like right now. So I would have to literally start all over again. I'm 37. So if we got pregnant today, I would be 38 having a child. Like, that's if it happened today.
Today.
You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, we can definitely practice.
I can fool around and be 39 having baby number three. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, we can definitely practice, you know, today.
So that's a con. Then our house. Is our house big enough for a third child? Well, okay, yeah, wait. It is. Our house is big enough for a third child. But then we wouldn't have a spare room anymore.
We wouldn't have a spare room.
We wouldn't have a spare bedroom anymore.
I mean, but that's
not that that's like.
Well, but at the same
time.
You
can always buy a new house too. But
yeah, but that is something to think mm-hmm. about, you know, like you know, we've also talked about, you know, what if one day we want to move somewhere? You know, yeah. We don't know if we want to, but maybe one day we do. Like, yeah. You know, just when you add another body, you know, another person to the family,
yeah.
Then travel changes.
Babysitters.
Babysitter, you know, like who about to watch three kids? And we're going to go financially, you know, hard up, like trying to have somebody babysit three kids.
Honey, because having them watch the two, I'm like at the end of the night, like how many hours was that? Jeez. Was that a whole?
Like we're going to have 20 minute date nights. Like how much we owe you? $6, perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Seriously, like I don't know how people with multiple kids do it. Like
we're about to have the best night night ever. We're going to go to Starbucks, get a coffee, and come right back home.
I mean, and we also travel for work quite a bit, and sometimes it's just us. So not even a babysitter, but who's going to keep three kids for, you know, 2 to 3 days when we got to go out of town? Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess, you know, there's always nannies. You can always hire a traveling nanny, but that's more money. Kids ain't cheap. That's another con. I mean, yeah. Okay.
I mean, think about the, you know,
so
we have,
we're talking about this, I feel like we have way more cons.
We have Reagan in a, you know, a 2 day like school program.
And that's a whole car payment.
You know, I mean, it's a whole car payment.
A
so we did, you know, we,
for
I mean,
2 days a week
and all of these things, you know, we would do.
I mean, obviously, we like, would do, and obviously. we would be happy about it. Like, I have no, I feel like I would be upset at first, probably, if I got pregnant again, and then I would get over it very quickly.
I don't even know if upset. I don't think you'd be upset.
I would probably just be like, man.
Oh my goodness, this is happening.
This is really happening. I got to readjust my whole plan for life because, well, I guess if we had a baby by next year, then we would still be on track. Because I don't want kids in my house at 60, like. Like, I'm trying to be, you gone, I'm retired,
walk around the house,
traveling, yeah, like, we doing our thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, I think at 38, 39, we'd be right hitting 60, right at 60, you know, yeah, you got to give them time to decide whether they're going to go to college, if they're going to come back, if they're going to stay with us, you know what I'm saying? Like, out.
Exactly. Like, so.
But, it's a lot to think about, honestly, I think about people who just be having babies, like. People with 3 and 4 kids, I'm like, wow. And if we started younger, then maybe,
yeah. But we, you know, we didn't.
But it's always that thought, like, man, I'm gonna be the old parent. Like, I already feel like I'm going to be the old parent because I we got started so much later than what I wanted in the grand scheme of things. What would I have done with a baby at 22, 23? I'd have been a wreck. But my mom had me at 22. So I always grew up like, I want to have kids young because I want to be the cool, hip mom. And I want us to be like friends and really close. Like, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, and that doesn't really matter.
I think you are the cool, hip mom. I mean,
thank you.
Sweetheart. I mean, appreciate that. I think it's, I mean, here's the thing. Like, our kids don't fully get it right now.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, God has allowed us to be, you know, to do a really cool job.
Yeah.
You know, like to work in a really cool career and build a business and, you know, of which we're just so thankful for. Mm-hmm. I think that helps classify us as like, you know, cool kind of like the cool parents. Cool, yeah, like, cool, you know, parents. We're doing something pretty cool. That's like,
we think that, but I don't think that our kids will think that.
I don't think kids ever think their parents are cool.
Do you ever really say, yeah, my mom's cool?
Like, I just found out, I play basketball every Monday night, and I just found out from one of the guys there, he's a real good guy, but his son comes and plays as well, and he's like a junior in high school. And he, he spilled the beans that he watches and follows me on social media all the time, you know, but just was too nervous to say that he did.
Yeah.
You know, and we play against each other, play with each other all the time. You know, we're
The dad said this or the son watches?
The son. You know, and so he's a 17-year-old in high school. Cool. You know, so to think that, you know, so I think that, you know, I mean, we must be somewhat cool if a 17-year-old in high school watches right now.
We do have some younger kids that watch it.
So, I mean, you know, but
I don't know. It's an interesting conversation. Like, and then, you know what another con is? This is all just, I don't want the pressure of trying to make a baby and the stress and the disappointment that comes with, okay, we're really going to try. And then what if 6 months down the road it hasn't happened? Like, I don't want that to feel that disappointment all over again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of one of those things like, maybe we should just wing it and see what happens. But then what if it doesn't happen and you're disappointed because it doesn't happen? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's good. I mean, that's
so I don't know. I would love to know for all the parents that have three or more, like, how did you reconcile going from 2 to 3? Actually plan for it? Was number 3, you know, like a, hey, I'm here, like, you know, just conversation about having 3 kids? And then I always have this concern that there's not enough of us to go around when they start to like outnumber us. Like, there's always gonna be one that neither one of us can have solely. You know what I'm saying? Grab her, I'll grab him.
Well, yeah.
What about the third one? Who gonna get the third one? Like,
well, we got Oscar. Oscar can do it. We've been spoiled in the fact that, you know, God really spoiled us because he gave us that 5-year apart with Chad and Reagan.
So we had like isolated time with both of them.
Chad is, you know, he's a big boy. He's 7. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to give him, like, if he says he wants a snack and some water, he can get snack and water.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we let Reagan do that. She going to make,
honey, it's going to be a mess
everywhere, right?
I mean, quiet as it's kept, it might be a mess with Chad Jr. sometimes.
It could be.
He careless like that.
He's funny. But we had another baby next year.
Ooh.
Then we're going to have 2 young ones.
Yeah. But Reagan would be out of diapers by then.
Yes.
So, I don't know. It's so many things
I don't
to
know.
Think about.
Are we? We don't know. We don't know if we're going to have a
and
third baby.
And we're not
baby.
Actively trying.
We actively active.
We are actively active. But we are not actively trying.
No.
I still don't see us.
Right now, it's
not doing.
Right now, we're not on the scale. Oh, Jesus, my bad. I just hit the whole mic. The scale is like, you know, for everybody's watching to see, but like, it's like, I would say more to the no.
Yeah.
You know,
I think we're like 70% no, 30% yes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, I don't know. It would like, take something to tip that.
The thought of it is great.
Yes, the thought of it is great.
The execution of it is a whole different ball game that I don't know that we're prepared for.
Yeah.
Or that we even want to to go down that road.
I don't know, man. It's just, yeah, that's just.
I don't know. It's a big one. It's definitely something to think about.
Well, we would love to know any of you that have went from 2 to 3.
Please let us know. You know, how that went.
How did you make that decision? Was it just you knew you were going to do it? Mm-hmm. Especially, I'd love to hear from the people, from the folks that like didn't think they wanted a third.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How did it happen to where you had a third?
And then how did you feel after the third?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and how's it been since you've had a third?
Obviously, I'm sure you can't even imagine your life without that third.
Probably so.
That's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm sure we had another baby a year later, we'd be like, why did we ever doubt this? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, yeah. So I don't know. Let us know.
We have a name too. So
we do. We have a boy name. We don't have a girl name, but I would really love to. That is a pro.
But the name could work though.
I don't think that it's a unisex name. You think it's a unisex name? Yeah. Have you ever met a woman named that? Because I have not.
Well, no, I haven't.
Exactly. I not my baby girl. Mm-mm. But for a boy, it's perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
For a boy, it's perfect. And I would love to use that name. I guess we'd have to just get another dog.
Get a dog or get a cat. Something y'all ain't allergic to.
Okay, but we don't have another girl name. I used to have another girl name years ago because I always wanted two girls.
And you thought you were going to name Reagan even almost got named that.
No, she didn't. The other name, that was a new name.
Oh, that was a new
name. You know what? We never shared with you guys what Reagan's other name was, what she almost was. I don't know. Maybe we'll share it on the vlog.
Well, why don't y'all take some guesses?
I know. What did y'all think the other name was?
What do you think that was the challenger?
I'm sure nobody will ever guess it.
You never know. Maybe.
And I'm so grateful that we stuck with Reagan. Yeah, I'm very glad. Because she's totally a Reagan.
But yeah, what do you think the name that we toyed with, even had a whole wall decal created.
I did. I got two of them made just in case I changed my mind. Yeah.
So what do you think it was? I would love to see if anybody gets it right.
Yeah. So it's... I was going to say, we actually have an Ask Gabe and Babe question about this. So we're bringing it back. Finally, a new Ask Gabe and Babe. So the email says, my boyfriend and I are 25 years old and we have been in a relationship for 6 years. Ever since the beginning of the relationship, I have told them I wanted to have at least my first child before I turned 29 or 30. However, he has always said he wanted financial stability before having a child, which I understand. Fast forward to a month ago, he said that we can start trying to have a child mid next year. This was at the end of last year, so mid this year. At first, I was happy, but now not so much. Reasons being, number one, we aren't financially stable. And number two, when I question him about it, why he wants a child, he says, or no, when I question him how much he wants a child, he said about 40%, which I don't think is good enough. And then third, he says he is mainly doing it for me because I've wanted a child since forever and he thinks I've waited long enough. After going through all the reasons in my head, I am now torn between going ahead with the plan or should I wait until he is fully into having a child? Please help. Girl. First, off top, no. I'm not having a baby with a man that's 40%.
No.
First of all.
No. are they married?
And second of all, he ready to give you a baby, but he not ready to put a ring on your finger? That is confusing to me because you guys have been together for 6 years.
Yeah, where's the ring?
And you're still not married. And I don't want to sound like I'm preaching like marriage is the only option because some people just don't. Like, that's not their
thing. Yeah, and that's not even the point of asking that question. Yeah.
But it just seems like maybe you guys would want to look into that step before having a child. Like, you're 25? You got time. Girl, you got time. You got 4 more years until you are 29. Four more years.
And that's my thing is that you've been together for 6 years. So
you've been together through your young years.
Now y'all can rent a car. Okay.
You get lower insurance rates,
all that good stuff. Like, I just, my thing is, yes, why, where's the talks of making a lifelong commitment to you? Mm-hmm. Because let's be honest, for some men, a lifelong commitment is not a baby.
Yeah.
Like, it's, if he's saying he's just doing it for you, bro.
I don't want that.
No, that's no.
Because he could get mad at you and change his mind.
And say, you know what?
And peace out.
Or just peace out after you've had the baby, because exactly. Not saying that he's that type of person. We don't know. I mean, but there has to be some kind of commitment.
Yeah.
That I want to be with you long term. I want to build a life with you. And you know what? Having a family is something that I want to do.
Right. Because having a baby is not a one sided, he feels like you've waited long enough. What does that mean? Like, so you're going to be halfway there because you're not really interested? Like, I don't need you to be a 40% dad. I need you all in 100%.
That's well put.
You know what I'm saying?
That's well put. Yeah, we don't need no 40% dads out here.
It's okay. Like, yeah, I want a baby, but I also want the baby to have a stable family and not just, you know.
Here's the thing.
I don't need you to give me that just to, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like, well, you've made it, waited long enough, I'll grant you that. I don't even like the way that sounds. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, here's my thing. I always think of this. Mm-mm. I always think of this. This is a saying that I've always said. Anybody can be a parent, mm-hmm. but not everybody can be a mother or a father. Mm. Like, and what I mean by that is that, you know,
Anybody can have a baby.
Yeah. Like, anybody can have a baby. Yeah. And it happens all the time where, you know, where you know.
All the time.
Just, yeah, where it happens. But to be a father or to be a mother, mm-hmm. to like those to me are like earned titles. Yeah. Like, you know, you love your child. You love that little boy or little girl. Mm-hmm. And you know,
yeah.
Like it's so much pride in being their mother or their father. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. You want your significant other to be that excited about mm-hmm. being a father, mm-hmm. right? Or a mother. You don't want them to be, well, I mean, you want one. I mean, whatever. If you want it, okay.
Yeah, I just,
you don't want, I mean, that. Come, that just don't even sound good. Because
as much as you'd like to feel like or even think like, well, once the baby gets here, he'll change or he'll be so in love. That don't happen for everybody. So man. I wouldn't bank on that happening.
That's not a safe way to go into it. Yeah.
Yeah. So your question is, should you go ahead with the plan or should you wait until he's fully into it? I think that you should absolutely wait until he's ready or, yes. I mean, you know, I don't know what your relationship status is like, but I think that you guys should probably sit down and have a conversation about
where are we going?
We've been at this for 6 years. Yeah. What are
Why
our
are you
goals?
Still my boyfriend? Why am I still your girlfriend?
Exactly.
Like,
are we going to build a life together? Because if we're not going to build a life together,
I don't want
to
build
a baby
with you.
Exactly. Like, that's not the end.
You go get
goal.
A Build-A-Bear. Go do Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, like that's not the end result. Like, and you are so young. And I know at 25, I was wishing that I was pregnant and had a kid too. But you legit have, in theory, you have time. We never know how much time you have. But you are young. You're not 35. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You definitely have some time to figure that out. So we hope that this answers your question.
Yes.
We obviously, you know, aren't telling you what to do. You got to make the decision.
We're not professionals. It's our opinion.
That you want to do. But you asked for our advice. So there you have it. Hopefully it's helpful.
Hopefully it helps. And we just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we want you to be happy.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. If anybody that's listening or watching, if you got something to add or some advice for her, leave it in the comments.
Leave it with love.
Leave it with love. Yes. And hopefully you didn't think that we were like mean about it, but it's just like at 25, it's all with love, girl.
Don't think at 25, don't think that this is it.
This is your last chance. Like, you got time to wait.
Yeah.
So with that, thank you guys for listening and watching. We hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Yes, we did.
Please let us know how much you loved it and what parts resonated with you by commenting. You can tweet us at Let's Make Out Pod. You can hit us up on Instagram or Facebook at Let's Make Out Podcast. Love it if you would like screenshot listening to us and like post it on your stories or maybe post your favorite part on your stories and share and get the word out there so we can add more people to the tribe.
We appreciate all of y'all. Thanks for rocking with us. We see all of the ratings and the reviews that you guys leave us on iTunes and the other platforms, and we're blown away by just everything. You guys are amazing, and we hope to continue to bring
keep
great content
coming.
Stuff that you enjoy.
So with that, if you have any suggestions, topic suggestions, leave those as well. send us your Ask Gabe and Babe questions to letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
That's right, next week.
All right, guys.